my son handed me that magazine.
Pay off some money.
more. I think we're going to be lucky to hold the line and get back up, just to withdraw and forego at 160 and get back up. That's about the way we're going to have to.
Well, just tilt it as much as you can to those people down there. Just tilt it. If you have to go over another 100 and throw it, whatever it is, because remember, by and all, that's one group that has to be bought off. That is, I mean, the veterans lobby is, particularly wherever it involves the service-connected disability and so forth.
important decisions to be made.
It'll
take a long time. They have to go little by little, a little more excited, a little more capable, a little more excited, a little more capable.
And I believe in the other thing I believe too is this, the reason I believe in the federal system, is that I think when a mistake is made at the top, it can be one hell of a mistake. After all, even the people at the top can make errors, no matter how bright they are. But when they make it, it affects 50 states, 200 million. When the governor of California makes a mistake, it only affects 20 million. That's a hell of a lot less. So that's something to be said for that. I don't know, this is a battle that's been waged for many years.
I was amazed 2 or 3 months ago at this meeting of the Advisory Committee on Intergovernmental Relations. I think I reported to you on this, but with governors and mayors and so on sitting around, and we were discussing the property tax and whether the federal government should do something about the property tax. And the basic theme of the governors and the mayors there was, give us revenue sharing and let us take care of the property tax. That's our problem. And there was a spirit of let us work at our problems that was different from any meeting of that kind that I'd sat in on. I was really quite startled by it.
One thing we've got to do is seize the initiative. Go ahead. Or seize the initiative on this business is where to make sure it's working. Kraft and a lot of them are seething around that.
What the hell? What are they doing with the money?
Well, what it saved a lot of their budgets to. I don't think anybody knows what they did with the money as of right now. We've got to find out.
They're supposed to know. There's a report.
It's underway, but it's way too early for anybody to say it's working or it isn't working.
And we've got to find out what they did with the money.
Well, sure. And the answer that
I got three questions on this in Detroit, what you say.
And I finally said, well, you know, this is the first part of the first year.
We're great to like it, doesn't it?
Very licensed, but
he's
doing a lot of capital expenditures with it.
And that works.
All right, that's good. But the argument you're going to get is you see the poor people are cut out of the action with the money.
Okay.
I think that we have to say is that this is really a revolutionary process. We're turning government around to a new direction, and you can't tell as the turn begins where we're going to end up. We're going to be watching this very closely. We'll be issuing reports from time to time, but the president called this a revolution, and it really is in the courthouses and so on. We're going to see change in personnel. That's part of the byproduct. We're going to see people getting involved. That's part of it. And after a while, we'll know how this money is being spent.